Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Bain. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Mulligan applying the tag. Jacobson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to second. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Hooper moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hooper scores. Johnson moves to third. Mostill moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Danforth now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Mostill tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 1 in the game. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 4-1. White Sox. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the mound. Danforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 2 in the game. Shorten is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Severide moves to second. Pat Collins pinch hits for Dave Danforth. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 4, Browns, 4. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 3 in the game. Shorten hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Mostill strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Mulligan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to third. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Amos Strunk now playing right field. Jimmy Austin pinch hits for Hub Pruitt. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herman Bronchi pinch hits for Chick Shorten. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.